With the Super Bowl just days away, pizza deliveries may be at an all-time high this weekend, but one company may not be raking in the dough. Hear why Papa John's is under fire today for their cruel and unethical treatment of the bulbous, deformed creatures that lactate their pizza sauce. Well, great, now I'm hungry. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. More in a moment after I house this burger. Stay with us.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Pizza. It's Italy's one contribution to the world, but when it comes to standards for how we get our food with our honestly earned blood money, some companies have fallen behind. Today, OPR's token Italian-American correspondent Celeste Rigatoni is here with the story behind some spicy accusations being hurled at America's most settled-for pizza company. Celeste, welcome.
This is Rebecca Neal. I don't think anyone named Celeste Di Rigatoni works here, Leslie.
Well, as long as you're here to tell us about pizza, I don't care who you are.
Fantastic. I'll get started. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals are leveling some serious claims of animal abuse against coagulated pizza magnate Papa John's, specifically their cruel treatment of the bulbous, deformed livestock that lactate their signature pizza sauce. Take a listen.
For decades, Papa John's has kept a tight, non-resealable lid on the living conditions of their trademark lab-engineered sauce-lactating fauna, completely closing off the beast's quarters from any visitors. For years, we were sure this was a red flag, and we were right. Now we finally have the evidence that proves it.
That's PETA activist Heather Dennings leading a protest outside the Louisville Marinara processing plant early this morning. I was able to catch up with her after her rousing address to the crowd.
Heather, over here, may I ask you a few questions?
You are being lied to! Papa John's has been knowingly profiting off the suffering of these poor, gentle giants to produce millions of exploitative, saucy pizzas the uninformed public blindly consumes each year.
Please, just put down your megaphone for, like, 1 second and—
I will not be silenced by the complacent establishment! I speak for these fully sentient, innocent mutants who cannot speak for themselves due to lack of discernible mouths and or vocal cords. So what if they don't have eyes? Do they not deserve sunlight on their faces? Adequate room to stretch their 5 or 7 or however many legs and run and play? When was the last time you saw a play?
Once I got far enough away from her that my ears stopped ringing, Heather told me that the dozens of animals inside the Louisville factory farm have been responsible for the entirety of Papa John's red sauce production over the years, bred over and over and pumped full of hormones for the sole purpose of extracting fresh tomato paste from their many teat-like protuberances, without regard for the health of the revolting creatures themselves.
Mamma Mima.
I think it's pronounced Mamma Mia.
I don't think so. Well, listen, Rebecca, if we're talking sauces, I gotta tell you, I can't get enough of that Papa J's garlic dipping sauce.
Well, Leslie, you might not feel that way after hearing this disturbing audio from inside the farm, captured by an undercover PETA activist. Listen.
Oh my God, oh my God. Okay, what I'm seeing, all the windows are boarded up. Hundreds of hairless animals. Are they animals? I've never seen this shape before. They're all basically on top of one another, all biting one another, covered in infected sores, wallowing in their own thick, garlicky waste all the way up to their haunches. No living being, no matter how utterly horrifying, deserves to live like this. Oh, gross! Alfredo! Okay. It looks like each animal has 6 draining needles attached to its swollen skin, pumping reddish pulp straight into the bulk tank, even now in the middle of the night. I'm going to approach one. Hey there, big fella. Don't be scared. That's it. Shh. Wait a second. It's awake and eating. Oh God, it's eating its own body.
Oh, that's horrifying. Rebecca, forgive me if this is a silly question, but aren't there other ways one can go about making pasta sauce or even the garlic sauce?
While every major pizza chain uses the same method, albeit their own recipe, of genetically engineered beasts to discharge their sauces, there are USDA standards of care that must be met, with some chains going above and beyond. California Pizza Kitchen, for example, lets their prized gravy dispensers roam on wide open pastures of basil and oregano. And Domino's operates a buffalo saucer sanctuary on the side where retired critters can be pet by children. So there's no excuse for this cruelty from Papa John's.
Well, surely Papa John has an explanation for all this.
We've been over this, Leslie. Papa John is not a real person. John Schnatter was a disturbing figment of your ever-unraveling subconscious. And anyway, Papa John's, the company, declined my offer to refute these accusations on air, but the press rep did send the following statement.
I want to read it. Give me that. Me, host. We at Papa John's have spent years perfecting our proprietary blend of spices, bones, and mutated cells that hold no other purpose than to excrete our delicious, zesty marinara. Any so-called humane changes to the sauce creature's environment would negatively affect that special Papa John's flavor. And like we always say, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Well, it all sounds perfectly logical to me. Farm to Table is very in right now.
Hey, Leslie, look! They sent a coupon.
Oh, fuck yeah! I'm starving. That burger earlier didn't really cut it. We'll be back in a moment. Hello, Papa?
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
If the rest of this news were an animal, it would be on its way to a farm upstate. Here's what else you need to know today. YouTube is cracking down on the rise of some very troubling uploads, announcing today that it will be removing thousands of underperforming COVID misinformation videos from its platform effective immediately. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki stated that the videos in question do not meet the site's community standards for highly shareable and binge-worthy content, and called their failure to attempt any SEO optimization, quote, clearly irresponsible and potentially harmful to the company's bottom line. And Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend, but viewers may notice some differences from years past. Due to pandemic precautions and budget restraints, Super Bowl halftime organizers are today encouraging those who plan to tune in to the halftime show to just look at TikTok for 13 minutes instead. Sounds like it should be pretty entertaining. And finally, good news today from the nation's bosses, who have announced that we can all take off work early today. Oh, hell yeah! Can't argue with that. So go ahead, everyone. Log off, pack up your things, and blow that popsicle stand. And don't even worry about asking your boss, because our reporting is 100% confirmed and fact-checked. If you get fired, it's probably for something else, not this. All right. I'm going to go ahead and start off my weekend, and I hope you do the same. Ha ha ha!